Louisville Representative Larry Clark has served in the Kentucky House since 1984. He's been the chamber's number two man since 1993. But in this year's regular session, he and House Majority Whip Rob Wilkie found themselves at odds with other House leaders over casino gaming. Clark admits the division was damaging, but says it was Speaker Jody Richards' decision to isolate the two from the leadership team.
It hurt the whole chamber. When we function as a team, we all do a lot better, but that was the decision the Speaker made, and why he made it, I don't know, but I'll just do the best job I can do.
Louisville Representative Joni Jenkins agrees the rift hurt the House and says that's one reason she's challenging Clark for the Speaker pro tem's position.
Over my 14 years here, I've shown that I'm a person that can work toward compromise, and it looked like that was something that was needed within the leadership team, and I thought I could bring something like that to it.
Majority Caucus Chair Charlie Hoffman of Georgetown also faces a January challenge. And as Yogi Berra would say, it's deja vu all over again. His opponent is Nicholasville Representative Bob Dameron, whom Hoffman upset 2 years ago. Dameron's still smarting from the defeat.
It was tough, especially when I thought, I had the race won comfortably. But I've had a lot of encouragement from a lot of members. They liked what we were able to do and I was able to do when I was caucus chair. And I think they look forward to returning to some of that. And so I'm feel pretty confident about it.
But Representative Hoffman is feeling pretty confident too.
I've had a lot of commitments from people saying that they would like to see me continue in my present position, and I intend to reach out to each and every member and ask them to support me. I feel confident that they'll give me every consideration because we have worked so hard.
House Majority Whip Rob Wilkie is retiring, but he's not going quietly. He recently lashed out at Speaker Richards over the leadership rift and called for change. At least four people are interested in Wilkie's post, including West Liberty Representative John Will Stacy, whom many consider the front runner.
You know, there's issues that come and go, but there's a lot of good people that serve here in the House. And if you don't let those issues become personal, then there's no reason that you can't get along and work together on the next issue.
Also in the race are Owensboro Representative Tommy Thompson, Covington Representative Arnold Simpson, and Lexington Representative Ruth Ann Palumbo.
I've been interested in that seat previous to this time.
Coyly watching it all from the sidelines and dropping hints he may soon enter the fray in some capacity is former Attorney General Greg Stumbo, who served 24 years in the House, 18 in leadership. He's back and champing the bit to return to leadership, including as Speaker.
It'd be a great honor to end up a political career as being chosen by your colleagues in this chamber to become Speaker.
However, Stumbo says he and Speaker Richards are friends, and it's doubtful he will challenge Richards next year. What about talk that Richards may seek one more term and then move on? Is it true, Mr. Speaker?
No. I don't have any idea what I'm going to do, except I'm running for re-election in January, and I think I have the votes to do it.
So far, Richards has no opposition. It's rare to see leadership races underway so early, but the special session on pension reform is providing candidates the perfect opportunity for some face-to-face campaigning. Come January, they'll find out if their efforts paid off. For Kentucky Public Radio, I'm Tony McVeigh in Frankfort.